Guys, and welcome back.
What are we here for?
The Low IQ Podcast.
Wow.
And today, we don't have a guest.
We don't have
a friend.
Is he a friend? Guys, can you guess who he is?
I'm a colleague.
Ooh. He's a colleague. He's been promoted.
We work together.
Yeah.
But I like this sofa. This is lovely.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even address the sofa.
We just had Finn on.
Yep. Finn Taylor.
Taylor, funny guy.
I think this is good because we were struggling. We couldn't get double guests before, but now we can.
So who do you want on? Comment now.
A duo.
Yeah, comment duos.
It doesn't have to be a duo, but guess. Yeah, I meant comment.
Oh, I got a message from Stevie.
Who the hell's Stevie?
Stevie White, Jack Mate. They want to come.
I saw.
Song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, get him. Yeah, get Jack and Stevie.
Jack Mate and Stevie.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Happy Hour X Low IQ, because they saw our clip of us gassing them up.
Oh, when? Did they? Yeah, we did. We did gas them.
Did we?
Oh, yeah, we said their podcast was like killing it.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Yeah.
And that my girlfriend goes feral. So they probably appreciated that.
Yeah.
I can't make any other comments about your girlfriend. Even though I like her, but she doesn't like me anymore.
She does like you. It's just every time she's brought up on the podcast, you'll call her a slag. So
No, I do not do that.
You do.
Okay, well, Cole, why don't you make it clear now that you don't believe that?
Look, say down the camera now.
Well, I've just said
my lovely girlfriend.
Harry's girlfriend, look, I'm sorry about the previous jokes I've made. I know some people get sensitive.
No accountability whatsoever.
I really like you, actually. And I thought we had a really nice double date when we went to...
Fiona's really nice.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah. We did have a lovely double date, actually.
We did.
She really liked you that time. And then I thought you calling her a slag didn't go down too well.
Well, she probably won't even see this now, will she?
I'll tell her to watch it.
Tell her to watch it.
No, she does. She watches the one where I'm in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All of them.
All the ones that I'm in, yeah.
Boring.
Well, she's my girlfriend. She kind of has to. It's part of the...
Yeah, but his girlfriend's given up.
Does she not watch it?
She watches some.
Some?
Yeah. I think we've all got nice girlfriends.
I like all your girlfriends.
Yeah.
What about yours?
Is she right?
Oh!
No, right.
I actually bumped into Jack Mate when I was skiing recently.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to say. Yeah. He actually came along. Well, he was actually looking for food at like 9 PM or 10 PM or whatever, and he was holding one of those 360 cameras. Mm. And he comes up to me. Well, I go, Jack, mate, Jack. I say, and then he comes over and he's holding this camera in my face. And I was like, oh, I just want a little conversation, but he's like holding this little camera in my face. And I didn't know how to react.
And was he filming it?
Yeah.
What was he doing? Was he vlogging?
Must have been. Hmm. And I kept on like looking at the camera. I didn't know what to do. And it, yeah.
Sorry, speaking of vlogging.
Yeah.
Sorry, here we go.
I'm going to shamelessly plug. I've started doing a vlog on YouTube. It's got these guys in it. Mm-hmm. If you've ever found any of us funny, I'd recommend a watch. It's like David Dobrik style. It's under 5 minutes. Won't take much of your time. Good laughs. Back to the podcast.
Good luck with... Yeah.
It's in the description. Aiden will put it in, I'm sure.
Aiden will put it in.
But it is good fun. Watch it.
What I wanted to say about that...
All right, good.
No. I do have some. Oh, yeah. So did you see what we got tagged in the other day on Instagram,
what?
Jack?
What?
It was by British Memes.
Oh, my God. I wanted to talk about that as well.
Yeah. So explain.
Okay. So I randomly got a DM.
We did.
From British Memes.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, yeah. We didn't tell you.
I was speaking about it last night. But anyway, so British Memes, they've got like 2 million followers or something. It's a meme page. Hence the
obviously.
Name in Britain.
And it's great.
And they DM'd me saying, oh, what's your favourite British meal? And I was like, oh, are they just trying to start a conversation? What's happening here?
Yeah.
So I replied, oh, you can't go wrong with a Sunday roast, thinking they'd reply.
Yeah.
But then they just kind of aired it.
And I know.
I was like, I thought we were having a conversation.
Yeah, it's the wrong answer or something. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, a few days ago, I get tagged in a meme, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I look and I read the caption. We ask celebrities what their favorite British meal is.
Shittest fucking thing.
Now,
anyway.
Well, the thing is, I did not sign up for being called a celebrity. And obviously, people in the comments were like, these guys are not celebrities.
Yeah.
Well, and it looks like we've been like, we think we're celebrities.
Yeah. What other people were on there?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Again, yeah, amongst me and Jack.
We were in the same category as Samuel L. bloody Jack.
And Bevo.
and Bevo.
Oh, he's a bit
okay, same level.
Low end. Well,
no, we like Bevo. Come on the podcast. Yeah,
No. A minute. Right.
No, a minute.
We've already asked Bevo to come on the podcast.
Oh, he cancelled.
He was buzzing to come on back in the day before he blew up massively.
Yeah.
Now look at him. So I asked him. He followed me first, and I followed him. And then he was like, "Oh, mate, I love. Thanks for following me. I like that. That's really good." And I was like, "Yeah, no worries. You want to come on the podcast? Me and Jack would love to have you." And he was like, "Oh, yeah, buzzing. Yeah, let's do it." Podcast day came. Bevo, you still coming, mate? This is like amongst he was getting like millions of views, right? I was like, "Are you still on for next week?" Nothing. 2 days before. Oh, you just remember, you got it on Wednesday. Remember, seen nothing. That's and then comes to the day, doesn't turn up. So yep. Bevo, if you're looking at this, fuck you.
Anyway, so I wanted to play a game.
All right. Okay, so.
I wanted to play a game where, Harry, you haven't played this yet.
Go on.
I'm going to say a word. We'll take in turns.
Okay.
But you say a word and then you do 3, 2, 1 and the other two people have got to try and say the same word that links that word.
I've seen this.
So it's like, I'll be like straw, 3, 2, 1. You might both say Harry. Well, why would you say that? Hey.
What did you straw is hay.
No, well, you'd think strawberry, probably.
What did you say? Hairy.
Hey.
I don't know what I said.
Hey.
Hey. And he said berry, so it sounded like hairy.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
you understand? Well, so you say it and then me and Cole
try
and do it.
Okay, so let me think of something. I'm going to do a small countdown so it doesn't give you much time to think.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me get inside Cole's brain for a minute.
Yep.
Just
okay, I got one.
Terrible.
You don't want to be in here.
You got one.
Okay.
I 3, 2, 1.
Brain.
What did you say?
What the? No one's gonna say oculum, Cole. That's ridiculous.
I don't even know what that is. What's an oculum?
I don't know.
It's ludicrous.
Some big words on the pod today.
Okay, one more then. Do another one. This is fun for the viewers.
3, 2, 1. No.
What the hell?
Hold on.
Word.
Back. 3, 2, 1.
Scoliosis.
That's for God's sake.
What did you say?
Front.
What?
Front.
Front.
Front. Back front.
Front.
Why are you
saying
front?
Front. Front.
What are you what the fuck? That's his finish coming out.
What am I menacing?
Front.
Front.
No.
Front. You say every word wrong.
You say front.
Yes.
It's an O, not a U.
Yes, but you don't say it O.
You don't say front, mate. You say front.
So wait.
Whoa.
Okay, so do you say back to front?
Yeah.
Say it now.
Back to front.
No, you're saying front now.
Back to front.
No. Back to front, he's saying.
Am I going mental?
We've discussed this off camera as well. Say mullet.
I say mullet.
It's wrong, mate.
But like, there's a football player Müller. That's a mull.
Yes, mullet. Because he's German.
Yeah.
Maybe mullet's German.
No, it's not.
Mullet is so
from Saxons.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
No.
Okay, give me one more word.
Front.
Front.
It's an O, man.
Welsh. And lovely.
Well done. See, that's
she is Welsh.
She is Welsh.
So you're learning.
That's not an insult because I love Welsh people.
Daryl Gurney.
I don't fancy your girlfriend.
Who's Daryl Gurney?
Daryl Gurney.
Who's Daryl Gurney?
Dart player. Dart player. Bringing me on to darts.
This is good topic.
This is really good topic, guys. Guys. On May the 17th, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, I do because I was invited as well.
Oh, wait, well, we'll talk about it then. Right, May 17th, I am playing one of the best dart players in the world to have ever graced a sport, Michael Van Gerwen.
Oh, Michael
Van Gerwen. Oh, Michael Van Gerwen.
180.
That's right.
Is it a charity thing or is it just for vibes and shits and gigs?
No.
They're not going to be there. No, it's just vibes. It's really? Just straight up vibes cartel.
Because
I don't do charity. Joking. I donate. I was going to say so. There's no point making a joke. Anyway, yeah. So I'm playing Michael Van Gerwen on stage in front of about 1,500 people, right?
That's cool.
And one of my best friends, Owen Binks, is going to be reffing it.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is insane. You don't understand how insane this is. Since he, as a kid, 8 years old, and all through the time I knew him, was doing darts numbers. He was obsessed with darts. I was always filming. I have a Dare channel that is private now. From a kid, 12 years old, I was doing Dare videos. Are you yawning at me?
No.
Right.
Spilling his heart out.
No, right, yeah. And now I'm in my field doing videos quite successfully. He's in his field, PDC. Well, is it not?
It's just the way you said it.
Quite, I said quite, I didn't say success, I said quite successfully.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Right.
Sorry.
And he's doing his field, darts. Mm. He's a PDC darts referee. And we're going to be on the same stage. And I'm playing Michael Van Gogh, one of the best players in the world, on stage. And he's reffing me.
Yeah.
Now that is weird.
Yeah. But we, I was at dinner with Cole, right? And he was like, you know, if you want to do something, you can just do it.
I don't remember this.
We were in an Italian restaurant and you were like, think about it. I wanted to be a TikTok or whatever.
You say this all the time.
No, but you don't realize how lucky that is.
I do realize how lucky. I've just literally just said it's very, how insane it is.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah, mate. That, I think that's insanity.
Yeah.
That's bollocks insanity.
But I don't want to do that darts thing because...
you're not very good at darts.
No, I'm good at darts. And golf. And
badminton. You think you're good at everything. You're not, well, I'll play you a darts then, knobface.
I don't think I'm good at...
How many 180s have you hit?
Jack is good at badminton, though.
Yeah, no, I know he's good at badminton, but badminton's a fucking shit sport, mate.
You're either good at sex or good at badminton. Jack's very good at badminton.
Yeah, yeah. I'm great at sex. So is Harry. Trust me.
If you have to say you're good at that, you're not.
I don't think that's how it works. Johnny Sins would say he's good at it. What are you saying? He's not. I've seen his cock.
I was taught by an ex-British Olympian.
About sex?
No, about badminton.
Oh, okay.
Were you taught sex by a British Olympian?
No, I wasn't, funny enough.
There we go then.
What the hell do you mean? But what I don't doubt that you're... Go on.
But what I was saying is people aren't going to like you.
Right.
They're not.
I know they're not. I know.
You're going to get on stage and the darts fans are going to be like, who's this dickhead TikToker on our stage?
I know.
And they're going to throw tomatoes at you.
I don't think they're allowed tomatoes.
I think that would be the case if he was doing it at a proper event, but this is an event for specifically you to face him, right?
Yeah, it
but
is.
You're like the headline.
People know thing. That I'm going. I think there's influences throughout the night.
Yeah.
Because Jackmate gets a bollocking from darts fans.
That's because he does his right before a proper darts thing, right?
I think so.
Whereas yours is like a night for influence.
Yeah, and it's by the Modus League. It's not by PDC. It's as Modus League, right?
Oh, the Modus.
You don't know what that is. It's the first time you've ever heard of that. And you got invited to do it?
Well, when we went on holiday, Bink said, oh, you should both do it.
Well, why didn't you want to do it?
Because I don't want to get bullied.
You won't, mate, who gives a shit?
So do you have a walkout song yet?
I do.
Are you, well, is it going to be a surprise or are you going
to
tell us?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It could be a surprise if you want.
On my phone.
No.
Where's my phone then?
Well, just say it. Just sing it.
All right. He goes. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yep. Walk of Life.
Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good song.
If you were... Oh, wait. Before I say this. Actually, no. I'll say this first. Mm. If you were a boxer, what would your walkout song be?
Oh, a really cringy one is... it's pretty unoriginal. It's no one man can have all that power by Kanye West.
What would yours be?
Generic, yeah.
I really like the, it wouldn't really work for me, but like the same vibe as Conor McGregor's one.
What's that?
It's like an Irish song by Sinead O'Connor.
How's it go then?
It's got like the flute.
Sing it. Wait, I don't know what you mean.
It's, I don't know the words. It's like weird words to
we'll
it.
Do the flute noise. That sounds like a shit one.
But it's like a typical Irish song, and then like Foggy Dew.
Folly Dew.
Folly Dew.
Folly Dew.
Folly Dew. Where you get the beers and skiing.
Was it?
Foggy Dew. Foggy Dew.
I never
Foggy Dew
listening to you or watching you.
And then he appears on the screen and the crowd goes fucking ape shit because they're all Irish. And that's sick.
Well, I'd do sweet dreams are made. But I do the Marilyn Manson version.
Oh, I don't know it.
Goes, sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? And then it drops and it's like,
why would you want that?
Or I'd play Rammstein by Rammstein.
Oh yeah, you love that.
I don't
song.
Know that one.
It's that they're a just German screaming. Rock group. Or I'd play Deutschland.
Do you just want something better or not? Do you want
I'd play something really rock heavy. So it's like Deutschland, mein Herr Gefahren.
Oh no, a buzzing one would be Numa 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 Numa.
Yeah.
See, these will be good for darts, but I don't think boxing is the same vibe. Is
we should do our best 180s.
Okay, I'm good at this. And good fact about me, I've hit 5 180s in my life.
Yeah,
have you ever hit one, bitch? Good.
Yes.
Go on in. How many?
I don't know. I don't count.
You haven't hit. You anymore. Definitely haven't hit 180.
I don't count them because I'm not a bloody gimp.
Have you ever hit a 180, Harry?
No, I'm not very good at that.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
I've hit one for ages. But anyway.
Right, remember, you can't make yours too similar because you won't get hired if it's too similar to the...
Absolutely. And this is what Owen took about 2 years to make his one up because he couldn't make it similar. Right. So
the way darts works, they've got a special... The spokesperson has a way of speaking.
The ref.
Has a special way that they do the
speaking, right, yeah.
Now, if you want to be your own ref, you have to make it different to the others. So,
absolutely, yeah.
So the current one goes like this.
Well, no, there's like four, but carry on.
Yeah, but the main one.
Let me hear it.
180.
It doesn't go like that. It doesn't. It goes like this. 180.
That was actually really good. Yeah, that's really good.
That surprised me, actually. That's a fucking brilliant.
Well done.
All right.
Okay, so what would be your one, Carl?
And there's another one.
Oh, okay.
That goes 180.
That's oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
But my one would go
I'll make
it different, yeah. 180.
Oh, so you'd go long on that 80.
See, that
180.
That's all right.
Go on.
That would piss me off though if I heard that a bunch of times.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear it all the time.
All right, you'll go.
180.
Generic.
Yeah,
it is. Well, it's the same word, isn't it? It's because it's generic.
Well, go on.
All right.
They finished the game before you finished your 180, mate. Right, everyone's packed up and gone home. Good.
180.
That's
maybe
way too long.
My game. When
all right. 180.
Oh god. We'll move on from this now.
Yeah, let's move on topics.
Okay. Go on. We'll go on.
What?
No. I was going to say, would you want to come? But this is boring for the audience.
Do you want to come?
No, to my dance thing.
Oh,
but anyway,
you're going.
I don't know. Anyway,
I'm going.
Yeah, so
I've pushed back a holiday, especially.
I've got you a ticket.
That's insane.
Right. new segment. We've done this before, and I've done my research again. Famous sayings and where they
are. I love this, from. Guys.
This is the best one.
This is the best in the world. You want to tune in for
you
this now.
Tune in. If you haven't tuned, if you're only just tuning in,
tune out and tune back the fuck in, bitch. Yeah.
Also, comment.
Comment. Comment 180 in your own way.
Yeah, type it in your own way.
Type 180 in your own special way, and we will like our favourite one.
Yep.
Yes.
And by the way, guys, I don't know if many of you know this, but I think I'm the only one who goes through the low IQ comments on my own YouTube page, and I reply to some of them.
Oh, that's sick. Anyway. right, so first one, and I want you to give me the meaning as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Butter someone up.
Ooh. So I know what it means. Yeah. Big buzz.
Are we saying where it came from?
No, well, tell me what it means.
What it means.
Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Yes.
I just went to the pub, bought a Guinness. The bartender really buttered me up.
Right, yeah. So you've gone into the Guinness store and you've bought a Guinness.
No, I went into a pub and bought a Guinness.
Okay, a pub man said to you.
Bartender.
Bartender lady. Said to
was a man.
The bartender man, he's poured you a Guinness and he's given it to you and he said to you, Jack.
Yeah.
I presume that's your name, but you look like a Jack.
And I'm still me.
And you look really nice today. Have it on the house, baby boy.
Yeah. That's and he buttering gave you a kiss. Me up.
Okay.
Yeah. I would argue buttering up is being nice like that before a reason, whereas he doesn't really have a reason there.
No, you're wrong. It's to impress someone with flattery.
Yeah, but where is it
for a reason? Is it not? Like there's a meaning behind it.
No, I don't know what you're saying. Okay. Anyway, where does it come from?
You got the where it comes from.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. This is exciting now. Butter someone up. I think because butter is mainly put on toast.
Yeah, I think it's bread related. I think.
Yeah, toast is delicious. You spread butter on toast to make it delicious.
Make it nicer.
But you're saying toast is already delicious. So why?
No. Toast is only delicious with butter or jam.
What about peanut butter?
No, I don't like peanut butter.
What about?
So it's all specific to me.
What about Nutella?
Yeah, Nutella, but you specific.
So why is it not Nutella someone up?
Well, no, you can jam someone up and put your fucking jam up their fucking hole.
Do you guys, when you have. That was weird. I'm going to push past that. when you have Nutella on a piece of bread, do you have butter as well?
Yeah, buddy, bitch.
Because I got mocked for doing that.
No, it's weird if you don't.
Yeah.
You can't spread Nutella without butter.
That's what I said. It would break the bread in half.
Yeah.
Sorry, little interlude.
It comes from, you're buttering someone up, you're spreading butter on them because butter makes everything tasty and juicy.
Yeah, it makes bread taste nice.
In the 1940s.
You are wrong.
Oh, are we close?
No.
Yeah.
The saying butter someone up was a religious act in ancient India. So the devout, meaning people that devout.
okay, what does devout mean?
They would throw butter balls at the statues of their gods to seek favor and forgiveness.
Whose idea was it though? Come on, why? Just eat it.
Butter balls.
It's expensive butter, especially organic back then in India. Organic.
Yeah, they probably didn't use organic butter.
No, it's got to be organic because back then it would be organic because they're not using fucking preservatives. Yeah,
they don't have stuff to put in it to make
But maybe back then. I don't know.
So they're throwing butter at
people. They believe that their God is giving them forgiveness if they lob butter at. I'd say that's a pretty worthwhile thing there.
Yeah, I'd say it's a worthwhile as well.
Investment.
Okay, right. Okay.
It's either that or they just have a nice bit of toast. I'd say getting forgiveness from a god is better than a nice bit of toast.
When does that die out, though, that butter shit? Because if I go out and throw a piece of butter at the queen.
The queen's not gone.
Queen's dead, so that would be...
Yeah.
All right, the king then.
Very bad.
No, but the king's not god.
All right, the statue of God, if God is real... I throw a statue of God at butter. I get ridiculed for it, won't I?
You might do. But then just say I'm buttering God up.
That's sexual.
It does sound sexual, doesn't it?
Right. Fuck off. Cat got your tongue.
Easy.
What does that mean?
Harry, do you want to answer this? Too smart for this one.
I've actually heard that and I've never really understood what it...
No way!
I get the general gist of it.
Oh, go on and say the general gist.
You're not talking for a reason sort of thing, but I don't really know.
So let me give you an example.
Yeah.
All right, you be the other person.
Yeah. Hi, Jack.
You all right, Cole?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Cat got your tongue?
No.
Because he's so silent. Because he's so silent.
Right, do it again. Do the example again.
Because you're okay.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Cole. Cat got your tongue? Has a cat got your tongue?
No, it hasn't.
There we go. That's what it means because he was at a loss for words.
It was a loss for words. I think that comes from you stick your tongue out, cat's immediately grabbing that thing. It's scratching it up. It rips your tongue out.
So you think it's a literal cat ripping out your tongue?
Cat got your tongue.
I think it's similar vibes to the last one. It's like about a god that was like a cat or something, and that's what's got your tongue or something.
Ooh.
Something God related. They all seem to be God related.
They love God in cat.
What are you talking about, man?
Go on then. What is it?
So, the English Navy used a whip called Cato Nine Tails. And the pain was so severe that it caused the victim to stay quiet for a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
So, they'd whip him with a whip called Cato Long Tails. And it'd be like, ah! And they'd be at a loss for words. And they'd be like, what? Cat got your tongue? The whip got your tongue?
Wow, what the fuck? That's really, really good. Because really you assume it's a cat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I've got a fact related to that.
Yeah.
You know why pubs are called like the King's Head or the Deer's...
Black Boy.
What?
A lot of pubs are called Black Boy or Black Inn.
Racist.
No, well, it's spelled B-U-O-Y. But it's got a picture of a black boy on it.
Oh, so, boy, like in boy. The water.
Yeah. Okay. So go on. Why are they called this?
Sorry, that really
threw me. That must be racist.
Have you never seen a pub with that?
No.
Yeah,
there's like the swan's head, the duck's cock.
Go on then, why are they called this?
They're called that because sailors back in the day, they'd go to a new town and none of them could read, but they all fancied a pint. So they would have to describe the pubs by the picture rather than the name. So having it as the bull's head, they just look for the picture of the bull's head. They go, oh, we're popping down to the bull's head tonight. Oh. They go to the picture rather than the name because they can't read.
Isn't it weird that they would just... sloshing down pints back in the day.
Yeah.
I find that weird, like.
Yeah. I've got a fucking well good fact about pints and alcohol then. What? Do you know what whiskey is?
I think it's a carrot. Probably about 20 feet.
A lot of people won't get that reference.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey is in barrels.
Yeah. Yeah. Whiskey, everyone, is alcohol, right? Is alcohol, and they put it in barrels, and the barrels, they're the only...
Shut up. Is it the barrels give it that smoky flavour?
Barrels give it the only flavour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
This.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like beechwood's flavour.
Well, sure, but...
Depends what wood.
It depends what wood, you're right, and it depends on how long, obviously, it's in the barrel, and the barrel determines the colour of the whiskey.
Mm.
Yeah? It's mad.
So if you put it in a plastic barrel, it would taste like plastic whiskey.
Yeah, delicious.
So if you don't put it in a barrel, what is it?
It's just pure, like, it's like, yeah, near enough,
just
I guess.
Alcohol.
Just alcohol. Just
pure alcohol.
It's like hand sanitizer.
Probably is.
And then that's you just put it in a bit of wood and then it tastes like
the wood.
If you're telling me if you put hand sanitizer in a barrel and wait 20 years, it'll be whiskey.
No, no. You said, what is it without being in a barrel? And he said, it's like hand sanitizer. I don't know, mate. It probably is, though. It probably has a similar taste to hand sanitizer, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that pure alcohol, you put it in a whiskey barrel, that's what flavors it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is interesting.
Thanks. Okay. I've just caught you red-handed.
Ah, they hit people's hands when they're caught stealing. That was the punishment, and they still shoot people's hands in somewhere.
Yeah, I watched
it. Did you get those videos on your Twitter?
Yeah,
mental.
I saw that in the cartel. This guy did something and he had to hold his hand out like that, and they just shot a cap in his hand.
Really?
Both hands.
A lot of the times they do that, so it's just done in one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. And I've seen a guy go like this to his own hand. He's in, like, the mafia, gets a gun and shoots off his little finger. And then he's just like that.
Why'd he do that?
Because he wants to show how hard he is, but he's just like a knob.
Well, don't say that in case he's alive.
Fuck him.
No. I don't
piss off the mafia.
Me and Jack. Me and Jack aren't scared of you.
I'm scared of you.
Come for us and Harry.
Don't come for me, please.
Just go for Cole, please.
So, red-handed...
Yeah,
I would say caught you red-handed. I think they're trying to.
For those of you that don't know what this means, let me give a demonstration.
Yeah,
do something. Why are you touching that goat up inappropriately?
What the hell?
I caught you red-handed touching that goat inappropriately. That's caught red-handed. It means I caught you in the act.
Okay. Right, okay.
I don't know where the goat came from.
So I've just touched up a goat. You've caught me red-handed. You've cut my hand. You've said, look, your hand's all bloody now. You're red-handed. Caught you red-handed. Bosh.
No. Oh, in fact, you're both wrong.
Oh.
So this term originates from an old English law that ordered any person to be punished for butchering an animal that wasn't his own. Now, here's the interesting part. The only way that person could be convicted... Can I help you? Want some fries with that?
Go on.
The only way the person could be convicted is if he was caught with the animal's blood still on his hands.
I think these are made up.
They ain't. This is facts.
Is it?
This is on a website.
Is it? Oh, what's it called?
Grammarly.
Fakemax.com.
Give someone the cold shoulder.
Okay, this is the last one.
Yeah.
I want one more after this. I got a good one.
Oh, bloody hell.
Giving someone cold.
Give someone cold. Give someone the cold shoulder. Right, we'll bash this out.
Yeah. What does it mean?
It means...
Shall I demonstrate?
To ignore. Yeah, you're just backing away.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to me, bro.
You're unwelcoming.
Yeah.
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 Cold shoulder, I reckon, fuck. Oh, you get a cold shoulder.
if you were naughty, they'd sit you by an open window and your shoulder would get cold. Or
that's not a bad shout.
Something to do with the weather.
Bro.
Something to do with the weather.
Yeah, like you get cold. For
Let me give you a hint. It's nothing to do with the weather.
Ah, okay. Well. I reckon they get some, what's it called? Nitrous oxide.
What?
Do a couple of nossies, is it?
And it gets cold.
What are you talking about?
Just tell me the answer, mate. I don't like it.
So, back in the 1800s, right, you'd go over to someone's house, right? And if they want you to stay, they'd get the shoulder of a mutton.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And they'd give you it nice and hot. Now, if they if they want you to leave, they give you a cold shoulder of a sheep.
Yeah, it's very obvious, though. They'll be like, oh, this is cold. And they'll just look at them and be like,
Time's
out.
It was just a more polite way of saying, get the fuck out of my house.
It's not polite, though. No, because if you knew that was a way to fuck off and I did it to you, you'd be like, oh.
Oh, I found out. Oh, my God. You guys can use this. Genuinely. Actually, I've got one more cool one.
No, well, we'll go back to that and say what's in your mind now.
Yeah.
Really?
Because you'll forget.
No, tell me after. Tell me after, because this is good. I'm going to give you
What do you mean, tell me after? I've got nothing. What do you mean?
Just tell me to remind me.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, what's it? Well, give me a key word so I don't forget.
Mafia.
Okay, right.
Okay, so Baker's Dozen. What is a Baker's
Dozen? Oh, I actually know this.
Do you?
Yes.
Use it in a sentence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Can I have some croissants? No. Can I have some flapjack? Can I have some hot cross buns? Yes, you can. I'm going to give you a Baker's Dozen. I've got 13 here of hot cross buns.
Yeah.
Yes, because that's a Baker's Dozen. It's 13. But I thought a dozen was 12. Yes, but a Baker's Dozen is 13.
Right, okay. Well, before Harry answers, this is definitely, I reckon, he makes 13. And a baker... The baker.
Oh, yeah.
Theo Baker makes 13, okay? And he's a greedy bastard. So every time he makes a batch... Isaac Batch, he takes one bakery away, one bun away, and he gives the rest to the thingy. And that's a Baker's Dozen.
Okay.
Harry?
Well, I was going to say similar vibes. Yeah, he bakes one more, and I think it's because it's to make sure he had 12 for some reason, because there was a very bad thing if he didn't have 12. So he makes one extra just in case.
That's very clever, Harry. So back in the day,
here we go.
Bakers were sought after. They were very important people. They baked bread.
Not anymore, they're not.
if you're a baker watching, you
Mr.
are
Mr. Warburton, we don't think that about you.
basically, in the day, they would do a dozen. So I would buy a dozen loaves of bread.
Which is 12.
A dozen baguettes from you.
12.
Yeah, is 12. Now, there was a very firm law that if you're a baker and you sold 12, but it wasn't exactly 12, you would be punished vigorously.
If only just make one more.
Have you been listening to anything in the last hour?
No. I'm saying make one more after you get 11.
Are you stupid? That's why it's called a baker's dozen, because that's
what
they did.
This is what we're saying. Yeah, this is exactly what we said.
So then make 12...
No, so to overcome that, to make sure they're not sure, they'd add an extra one.
Yeah, I know. So they make 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is make 12. If ever you become short of one, make another one and add it on, post it to him. Why make another one? You're wasting so much bread.
To be sure, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to. It's not that. What? They've got 12 fucking loaves.
To be fair, it'd be quite the fuck up to accidentally make 11. Like, you have to be really stupid, surely.
No, surely. No, because the size mattered as well. So if one was like a lot smaller than the rest.
Then what I would do is just make 13 in my next batch and post one to this geezer who's got 11 then. You don't have to make 13 every single time, Jack. You're wasting a lot of flour.
How are you
going to
post it? Royal Mail ain't a thing back then. Yeah. What, you think UPS was driving about in the fucking 1650s?
No, but Sheila's gonna live 5 minutes across the street. She ain't got a car. She can hardly walk. She's about 80. She's got a walking chair.
No, but she might have got there by a chariot.
We'll get the fucking chariot back then. Yes,
but think about the costs of the chariot. She's got to pay the fucking driver.
Yeah, I'll pay her.
Not in this cost of living crisis, girl.
You'll pay her, and then you'll lose more money for, in case for the. I can't be arsed.
Tell us, Mafia. I'm intrigued.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Okay, welcome back. Well, this is a new segment called The Mafia. I am Fat Tony. This is...
My name is the Fat Dave.
And this is...
I'm Fat Jeff.
Bad forehead, fucking hairline motherfucker.
He's bad hairline.
He's motherfucker.
This is the bad hairline motherfucking Tony.
So that's Fat Tony, bad hairline motherfucking Toby. Either way.
So I'm the leader of the Mafia.
He's Russian.
I'm the leader of the Mafia. Now, we're sat at a dinner table, okay? We're talking business. Now, I'm going to assassinate one of you, okay?
Maybe just don't do that.
No, I'm going to do it.
I'd rather not.
But I'm going to show you. This is a real trick in the Mafia. Now, for the people at home, you might want to tune into Spotify. No, YouTube for this one. Now, what I'm going to do, we're set around a table, right? And now I'm going to pour you all a drink. Let me pour a drink for y'all.
For y'all.
There's a drink. There's a drink for y'all.
I like a drink. Thank you very much.
Now, in the Mafia, there's a little secret we have. Now, if you don't know, you don't know. But you should know. I have just done something.
I think I know.
I know what you've done too, Tony.
What have you done? What have I done?
I don't think Cole does know. Tell me, Cole.
I think you poisoned my damn drink, Tony.
Why do you think I poisoned your damn drink?
Because you just randomly poured drink into my drink. Like Mike Tyson.
What the hell are you talking about?
Let me tell you what he's done right there. He poured your drink differently to how he poured my drink.
Did he?
Why have you lost that accent, you little fucker?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? Bad headline, motherfucker.
I'm terrible with the accent, but I'll give it a go. He poured your drink over his arm like that. He poured it different.
Hey, bad motherfucking hairline, fat fucking piece of shit motherfucking Toby is onto something.
That's really fucking good.
You're damn right.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm not in the Mafia anymore. I'm back to me. Now, this is a real thing.
Mm.
And I learned this from a Mafia member. They'll be at dinner, right?
Mm.
All the Mafia dons will be around the table.
Yeah.
Now, if someone decides there's someone on that table they don't trust, right? They do a little secret trick because they obviously don't want to say it out loud. They don't want their friends to incriminate themselves, right? So what they do, they'd be like, anyone want a refill? Yeah. What they do, they refill each cup like this. Yeah.
He's doing it overhand for Spotify.
Now, for the person that they don't trust, they pour the drink backhand.
Yeah.
And now everyone around the table were watching this. They know the secret. And they know, do not incriminate yourselves because someone does not trust this guy. And I don't trust you, big fucking Tony.
Yeah, but this, if Harry can crack the code, I'm sure this Mafia geezer can.
Or maybe
he'll be like, why has he done my drink backhand?
No, because you're doing it on a table. You just do it naturally like this. Oh, no. Do it with wine.
So what's the point of cigars?
Just looks cool.
We're just getting in character.
If you were indicted, would you want to be part of the Mafia?
I've heard being a part of the Mafia isn't a good thing to be a part of. They throw horses' heads at your door. They kill your wife. They do. I watched about half an hour of Godfather.
The Godfather's not how it works.
And it was boring.
What? It's my favourite film.
Boring, though.
Scarface and The Godfather are my favourite films. And Donnie Brasco.
What's your favourite film, Harry?
You're going to laugh at me.
Is it Bambi?
Oh, is it? Let me guess your favourite film, Wolf of Wall Street?
No, well, close second, but no.
Oh, so it's along those lines.
It's a clue.
It's not what you'd expect. The genre is musical.
Fuck me.
La La Land.
Correct.
I've never seen it.
Great film.
Is it?
Because you want them to get together, but they can't. The careers are taking them different directions. Star-crossed lovers.
You do
like us.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's so well done.
My career's going like this. Yours is going like that.
Currently, it is, yeah. You do realise you're a man.
I saw that guy.
Joking. No, men could like musicals.
If you watch it, I think you'd actually be really impressed.
What's really? Your favourite?
Yeah. My favourite.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah.
Yours is the one where he works for UPS and he gets trapped on an island and he makes love to a ball.
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
It's a shit film.
It's a great film.
Nothing what's happens. It?
Yeah, Castaway.
Castaway.
Great film. Great
it's
film.
Such a shit. They don't talk. You want to watch people talk.
No, I don't. I want them to see that shag that ball.
Then why are you doing a podcast? We can just sit here for an hour just rubbing balls.
I would prefer that. I be rubbing my balls.
Might, to be fair, yeah.
If we were just here, just rubbing our balls. That,
yeah.
just
carries on going the way it is. We might as well just
start rubbing some balls.
No, I like it because it's it tells a story without telling a story. You see, there's not much to say on an island when you're on your own needing a wank.
Yeah,
there's not much to say, Jack. And I'd say another one of my favourite films. I mean, Wolf of Wall Street is pretty good, but it's
the Joker.
The Dark Knight is actually one of my favourite films. No, yeah,
oh. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Joker.
Well, I haven't seen it. No,
you haven't seen the Joker.
What? No, Jack. You what are you going to say that to everything I haven't seen?
You would love that. It's genuinely some of the best acting performances I've ever seen.
Better than me. Than
yeah, 100%.
Better than you.
Have you seen me in After?
Fine. Okay. Well, let's do the acting.
Yeah. Okay, we'll all be jokers, bitch.
Okay, so, okay, right. This is an acting class.
This is a crazy podcast.
Aiden, can we please get up the scene where he goes, a society that abandoned him and treated him like trash. That's a great scene from The Joker. Are you cross, mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and treats him like trash? I'll tell you what you get. You get what the fucking deserve.
Oh, that's good acting.
That is good. No, that wasn't,
so I'm Murray, right, in this scene. I'm the casting
director. Is it Murray or Murray?
But he says Murray.
Right.
So I'm the casting director for this movie. Mm. You're both auditioning for the role of the Joker. In this scene, I will pretend to be Murray. Now, your lines are, what do you get when you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and treats him like trash? I'll tell you, get what you get. You get what the fuck you deserve. That's your line. All right? Now I need you to sell it to me.
I'm not going to remember that. But
I'll try to remember.
What do you get when you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and treats him like trash? I'll tell you what you get. You get what you fucking deserve.
Okay.
Ready? Get in character.
Yeah, all right.
Be real.
What do you get?
You look happy.
All right, fine.
Well, he was kind of happy.
Yeah, no, yeah he was. Yeah,
no,
smiling.
Because you feel the emotion underneath.
All right, fine. All right. What do you get when you society treats you with a character? What is the word? What's the word?
All right, what do you get when you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and treats him like trash? I'll tell you what you get. You get what you fucking deserve. Go.
What do you get when a mentally disturbed loner? I can't remember this, Jack.
Too much
this
to remember.
I can't remember it.
Mentally ill loner with a society
segment.
That abandons him and treats him like trash. I'll tell you what you get. You get what you fucking deserve. Try something. You can improv.
Well, why don't you do it for us and we'll rate your acting?
No,
I don't know it.
No, you just improv then.
All right.
You're the Joker. You're really angry. You've just killed a bunch of blokes.
Okay. What do you get when you eat an...
This is crazy. This is mental.
I'm not doing it. I can't. He can't do it worse than me.
Can we get...
Can't remember the first line
you said.
No, Jack. No.
It's not
good for the podcast.
It's not fun.
The people don't want to hear us.
Aiden, don't do it. Aiden. You know it, mate.
If anyone's going to do it, it's you.
Yeah. Go.
So it's...
No. We know what it is. You do it now.
Do it properly. Yeah. Do it full pelt.
What do you get?
You're smiling.
When you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and treats him like trash.
You sound like you're out of fucking high school.
I'll tell you what you get. You get what you fucking deserve. There you
awful.
Go.
Awful.
Go. Improv now. Go. Improv. You're
improv
the Joker.
What?
You can change the lines a bit. Just go.
What do you get when you...
See, mate, there's too many fucking long words.
Don't think about the words.
What do you get
when you cross a loner with a pediatrician who's gonna fucking shag your mother.
Mm.
You get what you fucking deserve.
Now that was better.
Okay. That was good.
Okay, all right, Cole.
Emphasis on that.
All right, be get in character now.
This is awful.
Just yeah, this is character. Terrible podcast content.
Get in character.
What do you get when you cross a pediatrician and a mental loner? This is what you fucking get.
Bang.
Okay, that's good.
This is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I apologize for that, guys.
Yeah, sorry, viewers. That was Jack's idea.
Last segment.
Sorry
this
for
is,
that.
This
sorry.
Is called hypotheticals. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Let's figure out the answers.
Oh, you've got some. Okay, good.
Yeah. Now, right. Let me have a look.
Cigars.
Yeah. All right.
Crumbling.
So.
Yeah.
Every day, 12 new things arrive at your house, all of which begin with a letter you choose. Which letter would you pick?
Oh, that's a good one. That's really good. I would pick the...
Wait, it's every day, but always the same letter.
You get 12 new things arrive at your house, but they all begin with the same letter. What letter are you picking?
Or
F.
Okay, describe F. your things. They all
Fanny.
Have to be different.
Females.
Jesus Christ, Cole, what is wrong with you?
Fanny farts. Joking. All right, let me go real then. I'll go with... I will go probably with the most common letter.
What?
A.
Okay. Name me some things. 12 things.
An apple.
Okay.
A aeroplane. So yeah. I can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also go for a asteroid.
This is mental. What is happening?
Guys.
This is I'm so terrible sorry. Content. I'm
right,
sorry.
Okay. I'll go with... I'll go with P.
What would you want?
I'd want a plane as well. I'd want paracetamol.
What's going on?
Yeah.
A parrot.
Yeah.
A pterodactyl.
Yeah. Yeah, they're, you sell one of them.
Yeah. Well, I'd just make more.
Make more, yeah.
Their genes. I'd want a... parasites.
You want parasites.
So I can cure them with the paracetamol.
Yeah.
I'd want Papua New Guinea.
This is terrible.
This is awful.
Guys, I'm so
awful.
Harry, what letter were you finally, what this letter is, would you go for?
No one cares anymore, but an M
for
money, minge, moolah.
Yeah.
Michael Palin.
Yeah.
Misogyny. Michael Jackson.
Misogyny.
Yeah. A little bit of misogyny. Not too much.
So you can eradicate it.
Yeah, so I can get exactly rid of that shit because I hate it. Yep. I'm 6'1", by the way.
6 foot.
I'm 6'1".
Oh, no, he is 6'1". Carry on. What is your...
You can fucking talk.
I'm growing. next hypothetical.
Okay. What would you do if you were on vacation and lost your passport? Now, this is a good question because this can very easily happen. How would you go about that situation?
Before we carry on, guys, I don't think we've got any viewers. So if you comment now, comment something, comment a colour. Comment a colour so I know you're here.
Comment what word you would pick and what 12 items you would get at your house.
There we go. Fine.
Fine.
No one okay, if I lost my passport abroad, mate, I'd go to the embassy and get a fucking new one. What do you mean?
Is that how it works?
Yes.
I mean, the first thing I would do is Google how to get a new one.
Yeah.
Is that easy?
Yes, well, mate. Yeah. It's the 21st century. 21st century. Okay. Get with it. Last one.
What rules would you impose if you were the world's king/queen?
We've had this one, mate.
Have we?
Yeah.
Before we have. Yeah,
change. Done this before, yeah.
Next.
Have you got another one?
If you were offered $1 billion to be locked in a room for 50 minutes... with the possibility that when you leave the room, you will either be 50 days in the future or 50 years in the future, would you do it?
But I get 50 billion.
1 billion.
Oh.
Ooh.
And I might not be any day in the future.
No.
No, 50.
It has to be one of the other.
50 years or 50 days.
Nah, fuck that shit.
So like a 50-50 chance of like dying very soon, basically.
Yeah, 50 years, you miss everything. Your life sucks.
Yeah, but what if you believe in reincarnation?
And imagine £1 million in 50 years. It's worth a quid.
A billion.
Oh, yeah. It's worth a quid then.
I'm not doing that.
10 quid.
50-50 to nearly die.
Yeah. I'd be 76.
Yeah, but it's like betting on red or black.
I don't want to do that, though, with my life. Thanks. Would you do it?
No. Let's just end this fucking thing.
No, we can get to it, Howard, man.
Okay, guys.
Sorry, guys. This, can you tell this was a last-minute episode?
Sorry.
These boys messaged me last night and said, oh, we're doing a pod tomorrow. Do you want to come as well? And now
we had no notes.
We had no nothing.
Yeah.
But it started off quite well. I thought it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
It started off well, and then it went downhill.
Went south. But I don't get that because south is technically
shut the fuck up.
I'm trying.
No one cares anymore.
You've only done one. We did one day where you did four and then did mine.
I know.
You were way more energy than this. What's going on?
I don't know. Yeah.
I stopped vaping.
Have you stopped?
Is. Yeah.
All done.
Completely. Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had one?
Huh? I said
look, guys. This is it now. We're out of the game. No more. Thanks so much for watching this. This is going to get no views, this one. And I appreciate the people that have viewed it.
Tell your friends to view this one so we know.
Tell us if you hate this.
Actually, tell us like your honest thoughts, because in the comments below about this podcast, because...
Because some people like boring things.
Some people like the waffling, like where we're not...
You might like this, you might not, but
saying
be
anything.
Completely honest.
Well, this will help people fall asleep.
Almost definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
It really will.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, everyone.
Watch the vlogs on my channel. They're good fun.
Fuck off, Harry.
Don't care. Shameless plug. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.